Today's devotion for day 34, Monday, March 19th, 2018, was contributed by Laura Winkle. Our scripture comes from Galatians 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Today's devotion is titled, The Million Dollar Highway. My dad was a truck driver. He did long hauls mostly, and I remember as a little girl, I knew when Dad was home because I had to be quiet and play outside. I remember one of the stories he told was about driving the Million Dollar Highway. This highway is in the state of Colorado. It was built in 1880, and it's part of the San Juan Skyway. It is one of the nation's most spectacular drives. It is also one of the most dangerous. So if you are driving, you will want to watch the road. Forget standard driving safety measures like guardrails and shoulders. There aren't any on this stretch, so swerving off the road is not advised. The weather on this highway is harsh and highly unpredictable, and it does not take much time for the sunshine to change over to moderate to heavy snowfall. Large 18-wheel trucks often travel in both directions. My dad said it was the most sobering drive of his career, with the hairpin curves and dangerous drop-offs, and no guardrails or anywhere to go if you found your truck picking up speed and your brakes just weren't slowing you down enough. On most highways going through mountains, the truckers have places where they can run off the road into barrels of sand and get the truck stopped, but not on the Million Dollar Highway. My dad said it was the one highway where every trucker prayed. Even the unbelievers. While remembering this story and my dad and what he said about what he called praying the Million Dollar Highway, I wonder why it is that it took a dangerous stretch of highway to get my dad and other truck drivers to pray and turn to God. I also wonder why some wait until Easter to bring their families to church or for us to invite our neighbor or friend. Why is it some only come when life's hairpin turns? Lack of guardrails and shoulders are causing them to turn to God for help. But when the highway of life is smooth and the guardrails are up, they leave the church, and we don't see them until next Easter, or when life throws them a hairpin turn they need help with. The weather on the highway of life can be harsh and highly unpredictable, and it doesn't take much for the sunshine to change over to stormy weather. Do you know if your neighbor, friend, or the person you see at the local diner every morning is facing the most sobering times in his or her life? Is their life full of hairpin curves and dangerous drop-offs with no guardrails or anywhere to go? You wouldn't know unless you talked to them, sat down and listened, and maybe, just maybe, invited them to church. Be the hands and feet of Christ this Lenten season by slowing down and noticing who hasn't been to church that used to come and call or send a card. Pick up the phone and call someone you know who doesn't attend church and invite them to come with you. May you always feel God's love and presence when dealing with life's hairpin turns. Our prayer for today, dear Heavenly Father, guide us through life's hairpin turns and dangerous drop-offs so that we always know you are there for us. Lead us through the tough times in life so we may come out stronger and more able to help those who need us to support them in their faith. Amen.